Play of the Week. We present The Cherry Orchard by Anton Chekhov. Translated by Ronald Hingley and adapted for radio by Walter Acosta. With Billy Whitelaw as Mrs. Raniewski and Robert Lang as Lopakhin. The Cherry Orchard. Russia, 1900.
The train's arrived, thank God. What time is it?
Nearly 2 o'clock. It's already light.
And I'm a prize idiot, I am. Making an ass of myself like this. I come out here especially so I can go and meet them at the station. And then suddenly fall asleep. And wake up too late. Dropped off in the chair. Ah, what a nuisance. You might have woken me, Dunyasha.
I thought you'd gone, Mr. Lopakhin.
Mrs. Raniewski's been living abroad for 5 years. And I've no idea what she's like now. She was always such a nice woman.
Oh, yes.
I remember when I was a lad of 15 and my father punched me in the face and made my nose bleed. We'd come round here for something or other and he had a bit of drink inside him. Mrs. Raniewski brought me over to the washstand, here in this very room, the nursery, as it was. "Don't cry, little peasant," she said. "You'll soon be right as rain." Little peasant. It's true. My father was a peasant. But here am I, in my white waistcoat and brown boots, barging in like a bull in a china shop. The only thing is, I am rich. I have plenty of money. But when you really get down to it, I'm just another country bumpkin.
The dogs have been awake all night. They can tell the family are coming.
The gardener sent these flowers. They're to go in the dining room.
Very well.
And you might bring me some fass, Dunyasha.
Yes, sir.
There are 3 degrees of frost this morning and the cherry trees are in full bloom. I can't say I think much of our climate. Then if you'll permit me a further observation, Mr. Lopakhin. I bought these boots the day before yesterday and they squeak like something out of this world. What could I put on them?
Leave me alone. I'm tired of you.
Every day something awful happens to me. Not that I complain, I'm used to it. Even raise a smile.
Here's your drink, sir.
I'll be off. You see? There you are. That's just the kind of thing I mean, actually. It's quite remarkable, really.
Oh. Yippee Hodov has proposed to me, Mr. Lopakhin.
Oh, yes.
I really don't know what to do. I do sort of like him. And he's crazy about me. He's a most unfortunate man. Every day something goes wrong. That's why he gets teased here. They call him Simple Simon.
I think I hear them coming. Yes. They really are coming. Oh. I wonder if she'll know me. We haven't seen each other for 5 years.
I'm going to faint. I'm going to faint.
Let's go and meet them.
You remember this room, don't you, Mama? The nursery.
Your rooms are just as they were, Mother. The white one and the mauve one.
Oh, the nursery. My lovely, heavenly room. I slept in here when I was a little girl. And now I feel like a little girl again. Oh, Vanya, you haven't changed a bit.
She still looks like a nun.
The train was 2 hours late. Pretty good, eh? What price that for efficiency?
My dog eats nuts too. Did you know that, Boris Simonov?
Extraordinary thing.
Come this way.
Yes, sir.
Wait. We've been longing for you to get here.
I've travelled 4 nights without sleep, and now I'm frozen.
Oh, darling Anya. I must tell you at once. I can't keep it to myself a minute longer.
Whatever is it this time?
Yepy Hodov. You know, the clerk. Proposed to me just after Easter.
Can't you talk about something else?
I really don't know what to think. He loves me so much. He really does.
My own room. My own windows. It's just as if I'd never been away. I'm home again! I'm going to get up tomorrow and run straight out into the orchard. Oh, if only I could get some sleep.
Mr. Trofimov arrived the day before yesterday.
Peter?
He's sleeping in the bathhouse. Afraid of being in the way, he says.
Someone ought to wake him up, but your sister said not to.
Don't you wake him, she said.
Dunyasha, go and get some coffee quickly. Mother wants some.
I'll see to it at once. Well, thank heavens you're back. Oh, my lovely darling Anya's home again.
I've had a terrible time, Varya.
So I can imagine.
I left just before Easter, and it was cold then. On the way there, Charlotta kept talking. Why you ever landed me with Charlotta?
You couldn't have gone on your own, darling, a girl of 17.
It was cold and snowing when we got to Paris. I find Mother living on the 4th floor somewhere.
Oh.
She'd already sold her villa near Monton and had nothing left. Nothing at all.
Oh,
I hadn't any money either. There was hardly enough for the journey. And Mother simply won't understand. If we have a meal in a station restaurant, she asks for all the most expensive things and tips the waiters a ruble each.
What?
And Charlotta's no better. Then Yasha has to have his share as well. Oh, it was simply awful. Mother has this servant, Yasha, you know. We've brought him with us.
Yes, I've seen him.
Well, how is everything? Have you paid the interest?
Oh, what a hope.
Oh, my God, how dreadful.
The estate is up for sale in August.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Oh, Yemelai! Oh, I can give him such a...
Has Lopakhin proposed, Varya?
No.
But he does love you. Well, why can't you get it all settled? What are you both waiting for?
I don't think anything will come of it. He's so busy he can't be bothered with me. He doesn't even notice me. Everyone's talking about our wedding and congratulating us when there's nothing in it at all, actually, and the whole thing's so vague. You know, darling, while I'm doing my jobs round the house, I spend the whole day dreaming. Well, I imagine marrying you off to a rich man.
Oh.
Well, that would set my mind at rest, and I go off to a convent, and then on to Kiev and Moscow, wandering from one holy place to another.
Listen, the birds are singing in the orchard.
It must be nearly 3. It's time you were asleep, dear.
It's 6 years since Father died, and a month after that our brother Grisha was drowned in the river.
He was a lovely little boy, only 7 years old.
The mistress is going to have her coffee here. Yasha's already flirting with Dunyasha. Girls and Nick. There was a time when the old master used to go to Paris. Went by carriage.
What is it, Fierce?
Beg pardon, Miss Varya.
Mistress is home. Now I can die happy.
How did it go now, Leonide? No, let me remember. Pot the red in the corner, double into the middle.
Screw shot into the corner.
At one time, dear sister, we both used to sleep in this room. And now I'm 51, unlikely as it may sound.
Yes, time marches on.
What did you say, Lopakhin?
Time? It marches on, I was saying.
This place smells of cheap scent.
I'm going to bed. Good night, Mother.
My own beautiful little baby.
Good night, Uncle.
Oh, God bless you, Anya. Oh, you look so like your mother. You were just like her at that age, Yuba.
She's completely worn out.
Yes, it must have been a long journey.
Well, gentlemen, it's nearly 3 o'clock. Time you're on your way. Yamalai, Boris Semyonov.
Varya, you haven't changed a bit.
I'll just drink this coffee. Then we'll all go. Thank you, my dear fears. I've got used to coffee. I drink it day and night.
Well, I'll go and see if they've brought all the luggage.
I feel like dancing and waving my arms about. Oh, but perhaps I'm only dreaming. God knows I love my country. I love it dearly. I couldn't see anything from the train. I was crying so much. But I must drink my coffee. Thank you, Fears.
Oh, thank you, dear old friend. I'm so glad you're still alive.
The day before yesterday.
He's a bit deaf.
Oh.
I have to leave for Kharkov soon. About 4:30. What a nuisance. I'd like to have seen a bit more of you and had a talk. You're just as wonderful as ever.
Mm. Even prettier. In that Parisian outfit. Well and truly bowled me over and no mistake.
This brother of yours calls me a lout of a peasant. Out for what I can get. But that doesn't bother me a bit. Let him talk. You just believe in me as you used to. That's all I ask. My father was a serf, belonged to your father and your grandfather before him, but you've done so much for me in the past that I've forgotten all that. I'd love you as a brother, or even more.
Oh, I can't stay still. I really can't. Oh, I'll die of happiness.
Laugh at me if you want. I'm silly. My own dear little bookcase.
My own little table.
Nanny died while you were abroad.
Yes, God rest her soul. Someone wrote to me about it.
My daughter, Dashenka, sends her regards.
I feel I want to tell you something nice and cheerful. I'm just leaving and there isn't time to say much. Anyway, I'll be brief. As you know, the cherry orchard's being sold to pay your debts. And the auction's on the 22nd of August. But you needn't worry, dear friend. You can sleep in peace because there's a way out. Here's my plan.
No,
oh,
I really...
Please listen carefully. Your estate's only 12 miles or so from the town, and the new railway isn't far away. If you divide the cherry orchard and the land along the river into building plots and lease them out for summer cottages, you'll have a yearly income of at least 25,000 rubles.
Oh, really, what rubbish.
I don't quite follow you, Yermolai.
You'll get at least 10 rubles an acre from your tenants every year. And if you advertise right away, I bet you anything, you won't have a scrap of land left by autumn. It'll all be snapped up. But of course, you will have to do a spot of tidying and clearing up. For instance, you'll have to pull down all the old buildings, let's say, and this house is no more use anyway, is it? And cut down the old cherry orchard.
Cut it down? My dear man, forgive me, you don't know what you're talking about. If there's one interesting, in fact, quite remarkable thing in the whole country, it is our cherry orchard.
The only remarkable thing about that orchard is its size. Oh. It only gives a crop every other year, and then no one knows what to do with the cherries. Nobody wants to buy them.
This orchard is even mentioned in the encyclopedia.
There's no other way out. You can take it from me.
In the old days, 40 or 50 years ago,
The cherries used to be dried, preserved, and bottled. Used to make jam out of them. And time was...
Oh, be quiet, please, Fears.
Time was when dried cherries used to be sent to Moscow and Kharkov by the wagon load. They fetched a lot of money.
But where's the recipe now?
Forgotten. No one remembers it. How are things in Paris, eh? Do you eat any frogs?
I ate crocodiles.
Oh, what an extraordinary thing.
Until lately, everyone in the countryside was a gentleman or a peasant. But now there are these holiday visitors as well. All our towns, even the smallest, are surrounded by summer cottages nowadays.
Two telegrams came for you, Mother. Here you are. They're from Paris.
Oh.
I've finished with Paris.
Luba?
Hmm?
Do you know how old this bookcase is? Last week I pulled out the bottom drawer and saw some figures burnt on it. This bookcase was made exactly 100 years ago. Not bad, eh?
100 years? Extraordinary thing.
Yes, this really is quite something. Dear and most honoured bookcase, in you I salute an existence devoted for over 100 years to the glorious ideals of virtue and justice.
Bravo.
In the course of the century, your silent summons to creative work has never faltered, upholding in several generations of our line confidence and faith in a better future and fostering in us the ideals of virtue and social consciousness.
Yes.
Dear Leonid, you haven't changed a bit.
In or from the right, into the corner, screw shot into the middle.
Madam.
Yes, what is it, Yasha?
Would you care to take your pills now?
Don't ever take medicine, dear lady. It doesn't do any good. Or harm, if it comes to that. Here, give it to me, dearest lady. There you are.
You must be crazy, Boris Simeon.
I've taken the lot.
You greedy pig. Well, we'll meet again in 3 weeks. Goodbye for now. I must go. Fare you well, Miss Varia. Yes. I don't really feel like going. Think it over about those cottages. Let me know if you decide to go ahead, and I'll get you a loan of 50,000 or so. Give it some serious thought.
Oh, yeah, well, I do, for heaven's sake, go.
Oh, all right. I'm going.
Ill-bred lout. Oh, I beg your pardon. Oh, Varia is going to marry him.
Oh. Don't overdo it, Uncle. But I should be only too pleased, Varia. Leparkin's such a nice man.
A most worthy fellow. My daughter Dashenka says so too. Mm. Oh, she says all sorts of things, actually. Oh, by the way, dear lady, can you lend me 240 rubles? I've interest to pay on a mortgage tomorrow.
We haven't got it, really. Honestly, Boris, I've no money at all.
Oh, well, it'll turn up. Never say die. Sooner or later, something will turn up this time. We'll see.
Oh, I've finished my coffee. Now for some rest.
Mr. Leonid, sir.
What?
You've got the wrong trousers on again.
What
might I do with you? Wrong trousers.
The sun's up now. Oh, look, Mother.
Yes?
What marvellous trees. The air is glorious. The starlings are singing.
The orchard is white all over. Luba, you haven't forgotten that long avenue, have you? It runs on and on runs straight as an arrow. And it gleams on moonlit nights. Remember?
Oh, my childhood. My innocent childhood. This is the nursery where I slept. And I used to look out at the orchard from here. When I woke up every morning, happiness awoke with me. And the orchard was just the same in those days. Nothing's changed. White. All white. Oh, my orchard. If only I could shake off the heavy burden that weighs me down. If only I could forget my past.
Hello? Hello there? Mrs. Raniewski? I'll just pay my respects and go away at once.
Oh,
I was told to wait till later in the morning, but I was too impatient.
This is Peter Trofimov, Mother.
What?
I'm Peter Trofimov. I was Grisha's tutor. And I have changed so much. Well, Luba, don't cry.
I did tell you to wait till later, Peter.
Grisha, my little boy. Grisha, my son.
It can't be helped, Mother. It was God's will.
Don't cry. Please, don't.
I lost my little boy. Drowned. Why? Why did it happen, my dear?
Oh. Arnie is asleep in there, and I'm raising my voice and making all this noise. Well, Peter, why have you grown so ugly? And why do you look so old? You're losing your hair and wear these spectacles. Well, you can't still be a student, surely.
I'll obviously be a student for the rest of time.
Well, go to bed then.
Mm.
You look older too, Leonid.
So, but we're off to bed now. Oh, dear, my gout. I better stay the night here. And tomorrow morning, Luba, my sweetheart, that little matter of 240 rubles.
Can't you think about anything else?
240 rubles to pay the interest on my mortgage.
But I've no money, my dear man.
But I'll pay you back, dearest lady. It's a trifling sum.
All right, then. Leonid will let you have it. Leonid, give Boris the money.
What, me? Give it him? Not likely.
Let him have it. What else can we do? He needs it. You'll pay us back.
Well, of course I will.
You must.
Don't I always
pay back? Varya. My sister hasn't lost a habit of throwing money about.
Mother's just the same as ever. She hasn't changed a bit. She'd give everything away if we let her.
Yes. It would be a good thing if somebody left us some money. It would be a good thing to marry Anya to a very rich man. It would be a good thing to go to Yaroslav and try our luck with our aunt, the Countess. Auntie's very rich, you know, very much so.
Oh, my God, help us.
Oh, stop that crying. Auntie's rich enough, but she doesn't like us. To start with, my sister married a lawyer, a social inferior. She married beneath her, and the way she's behaved, well, she hasn't exactly been a model of propriety, has she? I mean, she's a good, kind, splendid person. I love her very much, but make what allowances you like. She's still a loose woman, and you can't get away from it. It shows in every movement she makes. What?
Anya's in the doorway.
Oh, what's that? Curious thing. There's something in my right eye. I can't see properly.
Why aren't you asleep, Anya?
I can't. I just can't get to sleep.
Oh, my dear child. My little child. You're not my niece. You're an angel. You're everything in the world to me. Do believe me.
I believe you, Uncle. Everybody loves and respects you, but, Uncle dear, you should keep quiet. Just keep quiet. What were you saying just now about my mother, about your own sister?
You're quite right. It was dreadful of me. Oh, God, God help me. And that speech I made with the bookcase just now, how silly of me. It was only when I'd finished that I saw how silly I was.
It's true, Uncle dear. You oughtn't to talk. Just don't talk, that's all.
If you stop talking, you'll feel easier in your own mind.
Yes, I am silent. I am silent. There is something rather important, though. No. I was at the county court last Thursday, and, well, it seems we might manage to borrow some money and pay the interest to the bank.
Oh, may God help us.
I'm going back there on Tuesday, and I'll talk to them again. Your mother's going to speak to Lopakhin, and I'm sure he won't let us down. And when you've had a rest, you, Anya, can go and see your great aunt, the Countess at Yaroslav. I give you my word of honor. I swear by anything you like, this estate isn't going to be sold. Here's my hand, and you can call me a good-for-nothing scoundrel if I let it come to an auction.
Oh, what a good person you are, Uncle. You're so sensible. I feel calm now. Calm and happy.
Mr. Leonid, you're past praying for. When are you going to bed?
I'll go at once. You can go, Fear. It's all right. I'll undress myself. I'm a man of the 80s. No one has a good word to say for those days, but still, I've suffered quite a bit from my convictions, I can tell you. Do you wonder the peasants like me so much? You have to know you're a peasant, of course. I mean, you have to know...
Uncle, you're off again.
Uncle, dear, do be quiet.
Mr. Leonid, sir.
I'm coming. Go to bed. Off two cushions into the middle. Pop the white to your tummy now.
I'm not worried now. I don't feel like going to Yaroslav, and I don't like my great aunt, but I do feel less worried, thanks to Uncle.
We must get to bed. Oh, you know, something unpleasant happened while you were away. As you know, there's no one living in the old servants' quarters except some of our old folk. Well, they began letting old tramps and people spend the night there, and... Anya, dear? Oh, she's asleep. Come to bed, dear.
Mm?
Come on. My little darling's gone to sleep. Come on.
Hold on. I beg you...
She's asleep, Peter.
Asleep.
Come on, my dear.
Oh, I'm so tired. I keep hearing bells.
Come on, dear.
Oh. Anya. Light of my being. My springtime.
Yasha.
My name is Charlotte, but I don't know how old I am, and I always think of myself as a young girl. When I was little, Father and Mother used to go on tour around all the fairs, giving performances. And very good ones, too. I used to do the dive of death and lots of other tricks. When Father and Mother died, a German lady adopted me and began educating me. Well, I grew up and became a governess. But where I come from and who I am, I've no idea. I don't know anything. I'm longing for someone to talk to. But there isn't anyone. I'm alone in the world. Ganz allein.
I'm tired of the world and its bustle. I'm tired of my friends and my foes. How nice it is to play a mandolin.
That isn't a mandolin, Yevihodov. It's a guitar.
To a man crazed with love, it's a mandolin.
Oh.
If only my heart were delighted by the warmth of an ardor requited.
Oh, please.
Awful way these people sing. Like a lot of hyenas.
were ever so lucky to have been abroad, Yasha.
Oh, yes, of course. My sentiments precisely.
It stands to reason. Abroad, everything's pretty comprehensive, like. It has been for ages.
Oh, definitely.
I'm a cultured sort of person and read all kinds of remarkable books. But I just can't get a line on what it is I'm really after. Shall I go on living or shall I shoot myself, I mean? But anyway, I always carry a revolver. Here it is.
These clever men are also stupid. I've no one to talk to. I'm lonely. Oh, so lonely. I'm on my own in the world, and who I am and what I'm for is a mystery. And no one to talk to is
Actually, other considerations apart, there's something I really must explain about myself at this juncture.
Oh, Lord.
Which is that fate treats me most unkindly, like a storm buffeting a small boat. Why is it, to take a case in point, that I wake up this morning and there, sitting on my chest, is a spider of gigantic proportions? Or I pick up a glass of kvass to have a drink, and lo and behold, there's something highly improper inside it, like a black beetle. Might I trouble you for the favour of a few words, Miss Dunyasha?
All right. Carry on.
I should prefer it to be in private.
Oh, very well, then. Only, first, go and get me my cape. Oh. We'll find it in the cupboard or somewhere. It's rather damp out here.
Certainly. I'm sure. At your service. Now I know what to do with my revolver.
Simple Simon. Oh, the man's a fool between you and me.
I hope he doesn't go and shoot himself. I'm quite so nervous and I feel worried all the time. I'm scared of everything. If you deceive me, Yasha, I can't think what it'll do to my nerves.
Tasty little morsel. A girl should know her place, mind. There's nothing I dislike so much as loose behaviour in a girl.
I'm so much in love with you. You're so educated. You can talk about anything.
That's true enough. Shh.
Hmm?
Oh, there's somebody coming. It's the missus and the others.
Oh,
let go! Go back to the house, Dunyasha. Take that path, or else you'll meet them and they'll think we've been walking out together. I can't have that.
Your cigar's giving me an awful headache.
Oh, hurry.
She must make up her mind once and for all. Time's running out. And anyway, it's a perfectly simple matter. Are you prepared to lease your land for summer cottages, or aren't you? You can answer it in one word, yes or no, just one single word.
Who's smoking disgusting cigars round here?
How handy it is now they've built the railway. We've been into town for lunch. Pop the red into the middle. I must go indoors now and have a game.
Oh, no, there's no hurry.
One single word. Do give me an answer.
What's that?
Oh.
Yesterday I had lots of money, but I've hardly any left today. Poor Varya tries to save by feeding us all on milk soup, and the old servants in the kitchen get nothing but peas to eat, while I go round simply squandering money. I can't think why.
Do you know who's thinking of buying your property? A rich man called Darigana. They say he's coming to the auction himself. Our aunt in Yaroslav has promised to send money, but when she'll send it and how much it'll be,
Nobody knows.
How much is she sending? 100,000 rubles? 200,000?
Oh, about 10,000 or 15,000, and we're lucky to get that much. Mm.
With due respect, I've never met anyone as scatterbrained as you two. Or as hard and unbusinesslike, either.
But what are we to do? You tell us that.
I don't tell you. I tell you every day. Every day I say the same thing over and over again. The cherry orchard and the rest of the land must be leased out for summer cottages. You must act at once, without delay. The auction's almost on top of us. Do get that into your heads. Once you definitely decide on those cottages, you can raise any amount of money, and you'll be all right.
Cottages, summer visitors. Forgive me, but all that's so frightfully vulgar.
I entirely agree.
I could have burst into tears, or scream, or faint. This is too much. I've had about all I can stand. Leonid Gaev, you're an old woman.
What's that?
I say, you're an old woman.
Oh. Oh, no. Now, don't go away, my dear man. Stay with us, I implore you. Or perhaps we'll think of something.
Think? This isn't a question of thinking.
Oh, don't go away, I beg you. Besides, it's more amusing with you around.
Off the cushion, into the corner, across, into the middle.
I suppose we've committed so many sins.
Oh, what sins have you committed?
People say I've wasted my substance on boiled sweets.
Oh, my sins. Look at the mad way I've always wasted money, spent it like water. And I married a man who could do nothing but run up debts. My husband died of champagne. He drank like a fish. And then I had the bad luck to fall in love with someone else and have an affair with him. And then came my first punishment. And what a cruel blow that was. In the river here, my little boy was drowned. And I went abroad, went right away, never meaning to return or see that river again. I shut my eyes and ran away, not knowing what I was doing, and he followed me. It was a cruel, brutal thing to do. I bought a villa near Montan because he fell ill there, and for 3 years I had no rest, nursing him day and night. He utterly wore me out. All my feelings seemed to have dried up inside me. Then last year, when the villa had to be sold to pay my debts, I left for Paris, where he robbed me, deserted me, and took up with another woman. I tried to poison myself. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was all so stupid and humiliating. Then suddenly I longed to be back in Russia, back in my own country with my little girl. Lord, Lord, be merciful. Forgive me my sins. Don't punish me any more. This telegram came from Paris today. He asks my forgiveness and begs me to go back. Huh? Isn't that music I hear?
Well, that's our famous Jewish band. Oh. You remember? The four fiddles, flute and double bass.
Oh, are they still about them? But we must get them round here sometime and have a party.
I don't hear anything. I saw a rather good play at the theatre last night. Something really funny.
You people shouldn't go and see plays. You should try watching your own performance instead. What drab lives you all lead, and what a lot of rubbish you talk.
Quite right. To be honest, the life we lead is preposterous. My father was a peasant, an idiot who understood nothing, taught me nothing, just beat me when he was drunk, with a stick, too. I never learned anything. And my handwriting's awful. A pig could write about as well as I do.
You ought to get married, my friend.
Yes, that's true enough.
Why not marry Varya? She's a very nice girl.
True.
She's a nice, simple creature. She works all day long, and the great thing is she loves you. And you've been fond of her for some time, too.
Oh, all right, I've nothing against it. She is a very nice girl.
I've been offered a job.
Hmm?
In a bank.
What?
At 6,000 rubles a year. Had you heard?
You? In a bank?
Mr. Leonid, sir, please put this overcoat on. It's damp out here.
Oh, you are a bore, my dear fellow.
Can't have this. Goes off in the morning without so much as a word. Look at you there.
How you have aged, Fears.
Beg pardon, madam.
Your mistress says you look a lot older.
Well, I've been alive a long time, Yamale. They were arranging my wedding before your dad was as much as thought of. And when the serfs were freed, I was already head valet.
Oh, yeah.
But I wouldn't have any of their freedom. I stayed on with the master and mistress.
Oh, it was a good life, all right. At least there were plenty of floggings.
Those were the days. The serfs had their masters, and the masters had their serfs. But now everything's at sixes and sevens, and you can't make head or tail of it.
Keep quiet a minute, Fierce. Ah, here come the
look,
children.
There's Mother. Oh, come. Come to me, Anya. Varya. Oh, my darling girls. If only you knew how much I love you both. Sit beside me. That's it.
Anya?
Anya? Ah, our eternal student. Never strays far from the young ladies.
Mind your own business, Lopakhin.
He's nearly 50. And he's still a student.
Stop making these idiotic jokes.
But why so angry, my dear fellow?
Can't you leave me alone?
Just let me ask you one question. What's your opinion of me?
My opinion of you is simply this. You're a rich man.
Uh-huh.
You'll soon be a millionaire. Now, as part of the process whereby one form of matter is converted into another, nature needs beasts of prey which devour everything in their path. You fulfill that need.
Peter, couldn't you tell us something about the planets instead?
Oh, no. Let's go on with what we were talking about yesterday.
What was that?
Pride?
Oh, we talked a lot yesterday, but we didn't get anywhere. According to your definition, a proud man has something mystical about him.
Yes.
Well, you may be right in a way, but if we look at the thing quite simply, and don't try to be too clever, then what room is there for pride? It's time we stopped admiring ourselves. The only thing to do is to work.
We shall all die anyway.
Ah, why be so sure of that? Perhaps man has 100 senses, and perhaps when he dies, he loses only the 5 we know, while the other 95 live on.
Oh, how clever you are, Peter.
Oh, brilliant.
Mankind marches on, going from strength to strength. As I say, we must work, and we must do all we can for those who are trying to find the truth.
Yes.
Here in Russia, very few people do work at present.
Mm.
The kind of Russian intellectuals I know, far and away the greater part of them anyway, aren't looking for anything. They don't do anything. They still don't know the meaning of hard work. They call themselves an intelligentsia. But they speak to their servants as inferiors and treat the peasants like animals.
Yes.
They talk of nothing but weighty issues and they discuss abstract problems. While all the time everyone knows the workers are abominably fed and sleep without proper bedding, 30 or 40 to a room.
What?
With bed bugs everywhere, to say nothing of the stench, the damp, The moral degradation.
Oh, rubbish.
And clearly all our fine talk is just meant to pull wool over our own eyes and other people's too.
I'm always up by 5 o'clock, you know. I work from morning till night, and then... Well, I'm always handling money, my own and other people's. And I can see what sort of men and women I have around me. When I can't sleep, I sometimes think, the Lord gave us these huge forests, these boundless plains, these vast horizons. And we, who live among them, ought to be real giants.
You're calling for giants? They're all very well in fairy tales, but elsewhere they might be rather alarming. There goes Yepy Khodov.
The sun has set, my friends.
Yes.
Nature. Glorious nature, glowing with everlasting radiance. So beautiful, so cold. You whom men call mother, in whom the living and the dead are joined together. You who give life and take it away.
Uncle, you're off again.
You'd far better pot the red in the middle.
I am silent. Silent.
What was that?
I don't know. A cable must have broken somewhere away in the mines. But it must be a long, long way off.
Or perhaps it was a bird. A heron or something.
Or an owl.
There was something disagreeable about it.
The same thing happened before the troubles. The owl hooting and the samovar humming all the time.
What troubles were those?
When the serfs were given their freedom.
Come, let's go in, everyone. It's getting late. Oh, you've tears in your eyes, Anya. What is it, child?
It's nothing, Mother. I'm all right.
Come on, everybody. It's time to go in. Oh, Varya, we've just fixed you up with a husband. Congratulations.
Yes,
Don't make jokes about it, Mother.
My hands are shaky. It's a long time since I had a game of billiards.
Come on, all of you. It's nearly supper time.
May I remind you all that the cherry orchard's going to be sold on the 22nd of August.
Yes.
You must think about it. Give it some thought.
Now we're alone, Peter.
Varya's afraid we might fall in love. So she follows us about for days on end. With her narrow outlook, she can't understand that we're above love. To rid ourselves of pettiness and the illusions which stop us being free and happy. That's the whole meaning and purpose of our lives. Forward, then.
What splendid things you say. Isn't it heavenly here today?
Yes. It's wonderful weather.
What have you done to me, Peter? Why is it I'm not so fond of the cherry orchard as I used to be? I loved it so dearly.
All Russia is our orchard. The earth is so wide, so beautiful, so full of wonderful places. Just think, Anya. Your grandfather, your great-grandfather, and all your ancestors owned serfs. They owned human souls. Don't you see that from every cherry tree in the orchard, from every leaf and every trunk, men and women are gazing at you? Don't you hear their voices? We're at least a couple of hundred years behind the time. So far we haven't got anywhere at all. And with no real sense of the past. We just talk in airy generalizations, complain of boredom or drink vodka. But if we're to start living in the present, isn't it abundantly clear that we've first got to redeem our past and make a clean break with it? And we can only redeem it by suffering and getting down to some real work for a change. You must understand that, Anya.
How beautifully you put it.
Believe me, Anya. Trust me. I'm not yet 30. I'm young and I'm still a student. But I've had my share of hardship. I've seen a thing or two in my time, I can tell you. Yet always, Every moment of the day and night, I've been haunted by mysterious visions of the future. Happiness is coming, Anya. I feel it. I already see it. Here it comes, nearer, even nearer. Already I hear its footsteps. And if we never see it, if we never know it, what does that matter? Others will see it. Varya's at it again. She really is infuriating.
Oh, well, let's go down to the river. It's lovely there.
Come on, then.
Anya? Anya? Where are you? Anya?
Music! Music!
Yasha! Yasha, the dancing started! Yasha!
Oh, it's true, Jofimo. I've got high blood pressure. I've twice had a stroke. Oh, it's hard work dancing. Still, as the saying goes, those who run with the pack must wag their tails even if they can't raise a bark. I'm as strong as a horse. The only trouble is, I've no money. I can't think of anything but money.
You know, you really are built rather like a horse.
Well, and why not? The horse is a fine animal. You can sell a horse. Nietzsche, the philosopher, tremendous fellow, very famous, colossally clever chap, says in his works that there's nothing wrong with forging banknotes.
Oh, have you read Nietzsche then?
Well, Dashenka told me about it, actually. And the way I'm fixed now, forging a few banknotes is about my only way out. I have to pay 310 rubles a day after tomorrow. So far, I've got 130.
Come with me.
Oh, yes, yes, I'm coming, coming.
Why is Leonid so long? What can he be doing in town?
Oh, Dunyasha? Dunyasha?
Yes, ma'am?
Ask the band if they'd care for some tea.
Very good, ma'am.
Most likely the auction didn't even take place.
What a time to have the band here, and what a time to give a party.
And how are we to pay them, Mother?
Oh, well, never mind, Varya. The thing must be over by now. Either the estate sold or the auction didn't take place, so why keep us in suspense all this time?
Uncle's bought it, Mother. He must have.
Oh, of course.
Our great-aunt sent him the authority to buy it in her name and transfer the mortgage to her.
Oh, my fate, my whole future is being decided today.
Mrs. Lopakhin.
Hark at the eternal student. He's already been sent down from the university twice.
Why are you so cross, Varya? If he teases you about Lopakhin, what of it? If you want to marry Lopakhin, do. If you don't want to, don't. Nobody's forcing you, darling.
He is a nice man, and I do like him.
Well, marry him then. What are you waiting for? That's what I can't see.
I can't very well propose to him myself, can I? Everyone's been talking to me about him for the last 2 years, but he either says nothing or just makes jokes. Well, if I had just a bit of money myself, even 100 rubles would do. I'd drop everything and I go right away. Well, I go to a convent.
What bliss!
Our student must show how witty he is, mustn't he?
Oh, no!
Oh, you have grown ugly, Peter, and you do look old.
Yepy Hodolf's broken a billiard cue.
What is Yepy Hodolf doing here? And who said he could play billiards? Oh, I can't make these people out!
Don't tease her, Peter. Don't you see Varya's unhappy enough already?
Why can't she mind her own business? She's been pestering me and Anya all summer, afraid we might have a love affair. What's it got to do with her?
Why isn't Leonid back? If only I knew whether the estate's been sold or not. You see, I was born here. My father and mother lived here. And my grandfather, too. I love this house. Without the cherry orchard, life has no meaning for me. And if it really must be sold, then you'd better sell me with it. Oh, don't
Don't think too badly of me, Peter. I love you as my own son. I'd gladly let Anya marry you. Honestly, I would. Only you really must study, dear boy. You must take your degree. You never do anything. You just drift about from place to place. That's what's so peculiar. Well, it is, isn't it? And you should do something about that beard. Make it grow or something. Oh, you do look funny.
I don't pretend to be particularly good looking.
I've had another telegram from Paris. I get one every day. That crazy creature is ill and in trouble again. He asks my forgiveness, begs me to come to him. I really ought to go over to Paris and be near him for a bit. What else can I do, my dear boy? What else? He's ill, and he's lonely and unhappy. And who'll look after him there? I love him, that's obvious. I love him. I love him. He's a millstone round my neck. He's dragging me down with him, but I love my millstone and I can't live without it.
Excuse me being so blunt. For heaven's sakes, but he did rob you. Why, the man's a swine and you're the only one who doesn't know it.
Oh, no, you mustn't say that.
He's a little swine, a nobody, a...
Peter, you're 26 or 7, but you're still a schoolboy.
What if I am?
You should be more of a man. At your age, you should understand people in love. And you should be in love yourself, and you should fall in love. Yes, I mean it. And you're not all that pure and innocent either. You're just a prig, a ridiculous freak, a kind of monster.
She can't know what she's saying.
You're just what our friend Fears calls a nincompoop. Fancy being your age and not having a mistress.
It's outrageous. I can't stand it. I'm going. All is over between you and me.
Oh, no, Peter. Peter, wait a minute. I was only joking. Peter! What's going on out there?
Peter fell downstairs.
Oh, what a funny boy Peter is.
Oh, now, Peter.
How goes it, old boy?
I don't feel so good. I feel so frail somehow. The old master, Mr. Leonid's grandfather, used to dose us all with powdered sealing wax, no matter what was wrong with us. I've been taking sealing wax every day for the last 20 years or more. Maybe that's what's kept me alive.
Grandad, you make me tired. Oh.
It's time you were dead.
Get away with you, nincompoop. What you are, nincompoop.
Yes, if the estate's sold, where will you go?
I'll go wherever you tell me, madam.
Why do you look like that? Aren't you well? You ought to be in bed, you know.
Yes. I go off to bed and then who'll do the serving? Looking after everything. There's only me to run the whole house.
Mrs. Raniewski. May I ask you something, please?
Certainly.
If you go back to Paris, do me a favour and take me with you. I can't stay here. That's out of the question. Well, you can see for yourself, this is an uncivilized country and no one has any morals. Do. Take me with you. Please.
May I have the pleasure of a little waltz, you ravishing creature? But I'll have 180 rubles of you, my bewitching friend, and I will. Just 180 rubles, that's all. Come on, let's dance.
Miss Dunyasha.
Oh, it's you, Yeppie Hodolf.
You don't seem to want to see me, Miss Dunyasha. I might be an insect or something.
Oh, what a life.
What do you want?
If one looks at things from a certain angle, as I venture to assert, if you'll excuse my frankness, you finally reduced me to a state of mind. I know what I'm up against. Every day something goes wrong, but I got used to that long ago, so I just smile at my fate. You gave me your promise, and though I...
Leave me alone now.
Every day something goes wrong.
Are you still here, Simon?
What?
Really, you don't listen to anything you're told. First you play billiards and break a cue, and now you wander around the drawing room as if you were a guest.
You've no right to tell me off. Permit me to inform you.
I am not telling you off. I am just telling you. All you do is drift about from one place to another. You never do a stroke of work.
What?
Goodness knows why we keep a clerk at all.
Whether I work or drift about and whether I eat or play billiards, these are questions for older and wiser heads than yours.
How dare you talk to me like that? How dare you? Get out of here. This instant.
I must ask you to express yourself in a more refined manner.
Get out of here this instant. Out you go. Simple Simon. Clear out of here. Out of my sight.
I shall lodge a complaint.
Oh, so you're coming back, are you? Well, I'll teach you a lesson with this stick. Take that.
Oh.
A bargain.
Thank you very much, Father.
I'm extremely sorry.
Not at all. Thank you for such a warm welcome.
I didn't hurt you, did I?
Oh, it's all right. Could have a whacking great bruise, though.
The bargain's arrived. Oh, yeah, my life.
Oh, it's a slight whiff of brandy about you, dear old boy. We're having a pretty good time here, too. Yeah.
Is it you, Yermolai? What have you been so long?
Where is Leonid?
We came together. He'll be along in a moment.
Well? Or did the auction take place? Oh, for heaven's sake, speak!
The auction was over by 4 o'clock. We missed our train and had to wait till 9:30. Gaia. I feel a bit dizzy.
What happened, Leonid? Leonid, please. Well, hurry up. Tell me, for God's sake.
Yes, take this fierce...
Mr. Leonid.
Some anchovies and black sea herring. I haven't eaten all day. I've had a frightful time. I'm terribly tired. Come and help me change, Fierce.
What happened at the sale? For heaven's sake, Yermolai, tell us.
Was the cherry orchard sold?
It was.
Who bought it?
I did.
What?
I bought it. Just a moment, everybody. But don't mind, I feel a bit muddled. I can't talk. When we got to the auction, Deriganov was already there. Leonid only had 15,000, and straight up Deriganov bid 30 on top of the arrears on the mortgage. I saw how things were going, so I weighed in myself and bid 40. He bid 45. I went up to 55. He kept raising his bid 5,000, you see, and I was going up in tens. Anyway, it finished in the end. I bid 90,000 rubles plus the arrears. And I got it. And now the cherry orchard is mine. Mine! Great God in heaven! The cherry orchard's mine! Tell me I'm drunk or crazy. Say it's all a dream. I bought the estate where my father and my grandfather were slaves, where they weren't even allowed inside the kitchen. There! Yes. Varya threw away the keys to show she's not in charge here now. Oh, well. Never mind. Hey, you in the band. Give us a tune. I want to hear you. Come here, all of you. And you just watch Yermolai the Puck and get his axe into that cherry orchard. Watch the trees come crashing down.
Yermolai.
We'll fill the place with cottages. Our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren will see a few changes round.
Yes, yes.
Music, boys! Music!
why, oh, why didn't you listen to me before? My poor dear friend, you can't put the clock back now. Oh, if all this could be over quickly, if our miserable mixed-up lives could somehow hurry up and change.
She's crying, Leparkin. Come into the other room and leave her alone. Come on, come on, my dear
friend. Hey, what's up, you in the band? Let's have you cleaned properly. Let's have everything the way I want it. There comes the new squire, the owner of the cherry orchard.
Mother, are you crying? Oh, my lovely, kind, good mother, my precious, I love you. God bless you. The cherry orchard's sold. It's gone. That's true, quite true, but don't cry, Mother. You still have your life to live. We shall plant a new orchard, more glorious than this one. And when you see it, everything will make sense to you. Your heart will be filled with happiness, deep happiness and peace, descending from above like the sun at evening time. And then you'll smile again. Mother, come, my dear. Come with me.
Drink up, my friend. Here's the new owner of the cherry orchard. The new squire. Over the bottle, Yasha. Open.
Yes, Mr. Leparkin, sir. The village people have come to say goodbye. Huh? If you ask my opinion, Mr. Leparkin, the lower orders mean well, but they haven't got much sense.
You gave them your purse, Luba. You shouldn't do such things. You really shouldn't.
I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it.
Come along. Please, let's have a little glass together before we go. I didn't think of bringing any from town. I could only get one bottle at the station. What's the matter? None of you want any? I wouldn't have bought it if I'd known. But all right then, I won't have any either. You have some, Yasha, anyway.
Here's to those that are leaving. Good luck to them that aren't. Ah, this champagne isn't the genuine article. You can take it from me.
And at 8 rubles a bottle. Damn cold in here.
Well, the stoves haven't been lit today. Never mind. We're going away.
What's the trip?
I feel so pleased.
It's October now. But it might be summer. It's so fine and sunny. Good building weather. I say, don't forget the train leaves in 47 minutes, so we must start for the station 20 minutes from now. Yes, I better get a move on.
Damn it. Where are my galoshes? They've disappeared. Anya! I've lost my galoshes. I can't find them anywhere.
We're all taking the same train. I'm spending the winter in Kharkov. I'm fed up with doing nothing. Look, Trofimov. I don't know what to do with my arms. See the absurd way they flop about? As if they belong to someone else.
We'll soon be gone, and then you can get back to your useful labours again.
Yes, come on. Have a drink.
Not for me, thank you.
So you're off to Moscow, are you?
Yes. I'm seeing them as far as town and going on to Moscow tomorrow.
Oh, well. I dare say the professors haven't started lecturing yet. They'll be waiting for you to turn up.
Oh, mind your own business.
How many years is it you've been at the university?
Can't you say something new for a change? That joke's played out. Where are my galoshes?
Let me give you some money for the journey. You may need it.
I don't. Why should I?
Because you haven't any, and I can afford to. So why turn it down? I'm a peasant, I put it to you straight.
Look, your father was a peasant and mine worked in a chemist shop, all of which proves precisely nothing. Oh, put your wallet away, for heaven's sake. If you offered me 200,000, I still wouldn't take it. I'm a free man, and all the things that mean such a lot to you all, whether you're rich or poor, why, they have no more power over me than a bit of thistle down floating on the breeze. I can get on without you. I can pass you by. I'm strong and proud. Mankind is marching towards a higher truth. Towards the greatest possible happiness on earth. And I'm in the vanguard.
Will you get there?
I shall. I'll either get there or show others the way.
Oh. Goodbye, my dear fellow. You and I look down our noses at each other, but life goes on without bothering about us. I hear Leonid's taking a job at the bank, and 6,000 a year. He'll never stick it out, though. He's too lazy.
Yermolai! Yermolai! Mother says, would you mind waiting till she's gone before cutting down the orchard?
Huh? Yes. You really might have shown more tact, I must say.
Right. I'll see to it. Those people are a limit.
Yasha?
Yeah?
Has Fears been taken to hospital yet?
Well, I told them to this morning. Well, they must have taken him, I reckon.
Simon, please find out if Fears has been taken to hospital.
I told you, God, this morning. Why keep on and on about it?
The aged Fears, or so I have finally concluded, is beyond repair. It's time he was gathered to his father's. As for me, I can only envy him. Oh, look, I've squashed a hat.
I knew it!
Simple Simon.
Has Fears been taken to hospital?
Yes.
Well, then why didn't they take the letter to the doctor?
Well, we'll have to send it on after him. Dunyasha, bring the other suitcase!
Yes, coming!
Oh, no.
Might at least look at me, Yasha. You're going away. Deserting me.
Oh. Why all the tears? I'll be back in Paris in a week. Tomorrow we catch the express, and then you won't see us for smoke. Vive la France! Now, you be a good girl, and then you won't have anything to cry about.
Write to me from Paris. You know, I did love you, Yasha. I loved you so much. Oh, Yasha, I'm such a soft-hearted girl.
Somebody's coming.
We ought to be going. There's not much time left.
Yes. Yes, we'd better be getting into the carriages in about 10 minutes. Goodbye, house. Goodbye, dear old place. Winter will pass. Spring will come again. And then you won't be here anymore. You'll be pulled down. Oh, these walls have seen a few sights in their time.
Well?
Oh, my treasure. You look radiant. Your eyes are sparkling like diamonds. Are you very pleased?
Oh, yes, I am. This is the start of a new life, Mother.
It's quite true. Everything's all right now. Before the cherry orchard was sold, we were all worried and upset. But when things were settled once and for all and we'd burnt our boats, we all calmed down and actually cheered up a bit. I'm working at a bank now. I'm a financier.
Oh.
Pop the red into the middle. And you can say what you like. You're looking a lot better, no doubt about it.
Yes, I'm not so on edge, that's true. And I'm sleeping better. Take my things out, Yasha. It's time.
Madam.
We'll soon be seeing each other again, Anya. I'm going to Paris, and I'll live on the money your great aunt sent from Yaroslav to buy the estate. Good old auntie.
You'll come back soon, Mother. You will, won't you? I'm going to study and pass my school exams, and then I'll work and help you. We'll read together, won't we, Mother?
Yes.
All sorts of books.
Yes.
Or we'll read during the autumn evenings. We'll read lots of books, and a wonderful new life will open up before us.
Do come back, Mother.
Oh, darling Anya.
Will you find me another job? I can't go on like this.
We'll find us something, Charlotte. Don't worry.
Everyone's deserting us. Varia's going. Suddenly no one wants us anymore.
I haven't anywhere to live in town. I shall have to go away. Anyway, I don't care.
My friend! Look who's come. One of us will never see.
I say,
Boris Semyonov wants to borrow money, I'll be bound.
My good friend.
I'll keep out of harm's way. Thank you very much.
Immensely clever fellow you are. Here, take this. That's 400 rubles. That leaves 840 I owe you.
I must be seeing things.
Where can you have got it?
Just a moment. I'm so hot. It's a most extraordinary occurrence. Some Englishman came along and found a kind of white clay on my land. Oh, and there's 400 for you, you ravishing creature.
I don't know,
get the rest later. It's an extraordinary thing.
But what Englishman?
I've leased them this land with the clay on it for 24 years. Oh, but now you must excuse me. I can't stay. I must be running along. I'm going to see Schneekoff and cut them all off. I owe them all money. The very best of luck to you. I'll look in on Thursday.
Oh, we're just leaving for town, and I'm going abroad tomorrow.
What? Why go to town? Oh, I see. The furniture and luggage. Oh, well, never mind. It doesn't matter. A colossally clever fellow, these English. Never mind. All the best to you. God bless you. It doesn't matter. Everything in this world comes to an end. Mrs. Ranevsky, if you should ever hear that my end has come, just remember the old horse and say, there once lived such and such a person, a certain Semyonov Pishchik, may his bones rest in peace. It's a remarkable weather we're having. Yes.
Dashenka sends her regards.
Well, now we can go. I'm leaving with two worries. One is old Fears, who's ill.
Fears has been taken to hospital, Mother. Yasha sent him off this morning.
Well, my other worry is Varya. Now she has nothing to do. She's like a fish out of water. She's grown thin and pale, and she's always crying, poor thing. Yamalai, as you know very well, I had hoped to see her married to you, but it did look as if that's how things were shaping.
Come along, Anya.
She loves you. You're fond of her. And I haven't the faintest idea why you seem to avoid each other. It makes no sense to me.
It makes no sense to me either, to be quite honest. It's a curious business, isn't it? If it's not too late, I don't mind going ahead even now. Let's get it over and done with. I don't feel I'll ever propose to her without you here.
Oh, that's a very good idea. It won't take more than a minute. Oh, I'm so glad. I'll call her.
Varya! Varya, leave what you're doing and come here for a moment. I'll go out. Varya! Varya, will you please leave what you're doing?
Honey, I can't find it anywhere.
What are you looking for?
I packed it myself. I still can't remember.
Where are you going now, Rada?
Me? To the Ragulins. I've arranged to look after their place. A sort of housekeeper's job.
That's in the Ashlovo, isn't it? It might be 50-odd miles from here. So life has ended in this house.
Oh, where can it be? Oh, could I put it in the trunk? Yes, life has gone out of this house, and it'll never come back.
Well, I'm just off to Harkov. I have plenty to do there, and I'm leaving Yepyhudov in charge. I've taken him on.
Oh, have you?
This time last year, we already had snow, remember? Now it's calm and sunny. It's a bit cold, though. 3 degrees of frost, I should say.
I haven't looked. Besides, our thermometer's broken.
Mr.
I'm just coming! I'm just coming!
Varya! Well? We'd better go.
Yes. Yes, Mum. Yes, it's time.
Anya!
Yes?
Put your things on. Now we really can be on our way.
My friends, my dear good friends, as I leave this house for the last time, how can I be silent? How can I refrain from expressing as I leave the feelings that overwhelm my entire being?
Uncle!
Uncle, dear, please don't.
Double the red into the middle. I'm silent.
Well, everybody, it's time to go.
I... Coat, please, if you heard
of. I'll just stay another minute. I feel as though I've never really looked at the walls or ceilings of this house before. And now I can hardly take my eyes off them. I love them so dearly.
I remember when I was 6 years old, sitting in this window on Trinity Sunday and watching Father go off to church.
Have they taken all the luggage out?
It looks like it. Make sure everything's all right. If I hold up.
Don't worry, Mr. Lepargit.
What's wrong with your voice?
I just had some water. I must have swallowed something.
When we've gone, there will be no one left here. No one at all.
Not till spring.
Come on, everyone. Let's get into the carriages. It's time. The train will be in soon.
The train. Station. In off into the middle. Double the white into the corner.
Is everyone here? Nobody left behind? There are some things stored in there. So I'd better keep it locked. Come on.
Goodbye, house. Goodbye, old life.
And welcome, new life.
Come on, Varya.
Hurry up, Charlotta.
Coming. Oh, Leonie.
My sister. My dear sister.
Oh, my dear, sweet. Beautiful orchard, my life, my youth, my happiness. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Mother!
Mother! One last look at the walls and the windows. My dear mother loved to walk about this room.
Oh, Lyuba. My dear sister.
Mother!
Hello there!
We're coming!
Mr. Leonid hasn't put his fur coat on, I'll be bound. He'll have gone off in his light one. I should have seen to it. These young folk have no sense. Life's slipped by just as if I never lived at all. Lie down a bit. You've got no strength left. Got nothing left. Nothing at all. You're just a nincompoop.
In The Cherry Orchard by Anton Chekhov, the cast was as follows. Mrs. Ranevsky, Billy Whitelaw, Yermolai Lopakhin, Robert Lang, Leonid Gaev, Charles Kay, Varya, Karen Archer, Anya, Sylvester Latuzel, Trofimov, Valentine Pelka, Simon Yepikhodov, Richard Derrington, Dunyasha, Moya Leslie, Boris Simeonov-Pishchik, John Hollis, Fears, Nigel Graham, Yasha, Alex Jennings, and Charlotta, Irene Prador. Yepikhodov's song was composed by Eduardo Niebla. Technical presentation was by Keith Perrin. The Cherry Orchard was a BBC World Service drama production, adapted for radio and directed by Walter Acosta.